At a formal meal, have you ever wondered which glass of water was yours? Or whether you should say something if someone has a piece of food stuck in his or her teeth? With Minding Your Manners, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer and author Sharon Hill, you will no longer have to question yourself.
Greetings, and thank you for tuning in. Today's topic is the subtleties of eye contact. Our scenario takes place at a networking event. You are approached by a gentleman who says he has wanted to meet you to understand your company's offerings. This excites you because you know about his company. As you talk about your company, you notice the man's eye contact giving you a lot of information about him. You notice that the gentleman is not looking at you. Instead, his shifting eyes are looking out the window, wandering, and eventually you see him looking at his shoes while you talk. Although you continue to talk, you are thinking about this gentleman. Could he be watching and waiting for someone more important to walk into the room to talk to? Are your thoughts telling you this man cannot be trusted? Are you thinking that perhaps you'd rather not do business with him? Do you prefer to end the conversation and go talk to someone else? Or are you anxious to move forward with the discussion? I'm guessing that you are thinking you'd like to break off this discussion because you are getting negative vibrations from the gentleman's eye contact. Regardless of his reason for not making eye contact with you, he may have just blown a business deal with you. My advice is to walk away from this man. You must be respected. Shifting eyes do not show respect. A person's gaze has weight, resistance, and, would you believe, muscularity. We all know the type of people who use their eyes well. You know them. The sales representative, the fundraiser, the overbearing supervisor. Their eyes force the question. They use eye contact to try to intimidate and overpower. I call this the evil eye. On the other hand, some people who have no intention to give the evil eye avoid eye contact because they don't know how to establish and maintain eye contact. There are others who are introverted and uncomfortable making eye contact. Now, in the scenario at the networking session that I used to open this podcast, what reasons could there be for the gentleman not to make eye contact with you? You don't know, do you? Yet, lack of eye contact made you feel uncomfortable talking with him. Eye contact, when used properly, sends a message signaling acknowledgement, connection, attention, empathy, and understanding. Making positive eye contact gives a person the upper hand. In business and social situations, you want the upper hand. If you want to learn how to get the upper hand with eye contact, send an email to manners@sharonhillinternational.com. I can teach you and your team the difference between staring and positive eye contact, how to look someone in the eyes without actually looking them in the eye, how to be comfortable talking to someone who has a condition known as wandering eye or lazy eye, and some techniques to ensure you make a positive first impression with eye contact. I am Sharon Hill, and I will teach you how to make a powerful first impression as you converse with people and maintain eye contact.
Thank you for listening to Minding Your Manners. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to manners@sharonhillinternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download past episodes, visit us at www.sharonhillinternational.com.